5 years after a deadly earthquake and tsunami hit Japan, recovery remains years away. More than 16,000 people died in the disaster, and more than 470,000 were displaced from their homes, says the Japanese Red Cross Society. Over 2,500 people are still missing and presumed dead. After pressure from survivors, the Japanese Coast Guard began underwater searches for the missing. In Fukushima, more than 100,000 families still cannot return home, says the Red Cross Society. This is because of radioactive contamination from the damaged Daiichi nuclear plant. In Japan, the disaster is known as 311, marking the date 5 years ago. It was really three disasters rolled into one. It started with an earthquake devastating in itself, then the tsunami, and then the radiation from the nuclear plant, said Chiyoko Goto, a Japan expert at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. Goto said the disaster showed the world Japanese resilience and Japanese unity. But it also showed shortcomings. Among the most notable, the long time it took to stabilize the Fukushima Daiichi power plant after it was flooded from the tsunami, Goto said. That process took 8 months. Another, Japan's dependence on nuclear power, she said. The disaster forced Japan to close all of its nuclear power plants, leaving parts of the country without electricity. Goto offered up one major difference from the last major Japanese disaster, the 1995 Kobe earthquake. In 2011, social media was everywhere, she said. Social media offered up plenty of unfounded rumors and fear-mongering, Goto said. But it also kept pressure on Japanese authorities to do more. Chikara Yoshida lost his only son, a 43-year-old volunteer fireman, on March 11, 2011. He and his daughter posted a petition on Facebook to restart underwater searches. It drew over 28,000 signatures, according to the Associated Press. The Japanese Coast Guard announced that it would resume searches this week. There have also been complaints that reconstruction efforts in hard-hit northern Japanese communities have been too slow. This week, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the government will respond. Tadahiro Kono, president of the Japanese Red Cross Society, said it is the elderly who are left behind in temporary housing. The young found it easier to move on in search of new opportunities, he said. As these temporary housing sites slowly empty, those who remain are left more vulnerable and more alone as their communities break up, Kono said in a statement. The Japanese economy continues to struggle, though economists differ on how much of the blame rests with the 2011 disaster. The latest data shows that Japan's economy declined by 1.1% over the last quarter of 2015. One bright spot has been tourism. Japan reported that visits by foreign visitors increased 47% last year, reaching nearly 20 million. Officials are hopeful of even more growth, with Tokyo ready to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. I'm Kathleen Strzok.